I received an interesting email last week. It read, "Hi, my name is Peter Stephenson and I'm a local singer-songwriter. I've recently recorded 5 original compositions at Abbey Road Studios in London and was wondering if I could send you the link to my songs for possible airplay. The production is amazing and my songs sound great. Well, the chance to chat with a local muso ponying up for studio time and session musician costs at one of the world's most famous music recording facilities was too good to pass up. So I've invited Peter to come in and talk and play for us today. Peter, hello.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant, thanks. You've played pubs and clubs. You've been around the circuit. Music's always been a part of your life?
Yes, yes, since a young age. I've always loved music and, gave up my day job and decided to do this for a living about 20 years ago.
Okay. And it's been a bit of a bucket list thing for you, going to famous places. You've been to Nashville, for example.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I recorded an album in Nashville in 2015. And we did a Christmas album in Hollywood. And, just Abbey Road's just been a dream of mine to get there.
Okay, the Beatles connection is obvious. Were you a Beatles fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually recorded in Studio 3, which is where the Beatles recorded Revolver.
All right.
In 1966. And
does it still look 60-ish in there when you go in there, or has it all been...
Oh, yeah.
It's been not been renovated, changed too much?
It has a little bit, just to keep up with modern standards, but the studio itself and the singing booth, yeah, it looked very 60s to me.
Wow, what a thrill to have been in the same place as Lennon and McCartney.
Oh, yeah. And singing in the same booth as they sing, it was just a dream come true.
Fantastic. Now, I've got one of your songs, and what we've done is, because you've gone to all of the trouble of doing the orchestration, you brought your guitar in. Thanks for doing that, by the way. In our childhood days, you put a lot of production into this, including strings. Mm. Do you mind telling me how much that cost you to make?
Yeah, to hire the studio, it was about 8,000 Australian, and to book the session musicians, it was about 11,500.
Okay.
So close to 20 grand.
20K.
I'm living on tinned baked beans at the moment, but it was worth it.
All right. If you're set to go, I'm just about to fire up the backing track for In Our Childhood Days, and Peter's got his guitar with us. He'll play and sing as well for us today. So you ready? You set to go?
Yep.
Righto, here we go.
Na, 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 I remember back to when I was small. Every day we'd play and laugh, we did it all. But now there is something that I miss. All those carefree times, the times of bliss. And now things have changed so much. The world is full of tension, has a worried touch. Na, 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 let them sing. Let them go upon their ways. When everything was precious in our childhood days, let them play. Let them have the fun we had when we were their age. When we were carefree, they were times when things just weren't so bad. Na, 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 I remember back to when I was young, climbing trees and make-believes till the day was done. And yet, in this ever-changing world, things are so different. Now the tide has turned, because the world now moves so fast. Cars and trains and aeroplanes, I wish yesterday could last. Na, 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 let them sing. Let them go upon their ways. When everything was precious in our childhood days, let them play. Let them have the fun we had when we were their age, when we were carefree. There were times when things just weren't so bad. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Let them play, let them have the fun we had when we were their age, when we were carefree. There were times when things just weren't so bad. There were times when things just weren't so bad. There were times when things just weren't so bad.
Oh, Pete, that was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Good job, mate. It's not exactly the Abbey Road sound booth that you're singing in at the moment, but you've done a terrific job.
Thank you.
Deference to the Beatles. I love the Na 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 influence in there too. You could have broken out into Hey Jude there.
That's an idea. I could actually.
Do a nice segue.
I just can't do the screaming that Paul McCartney did.
Yeah. So what was the experience like more broadly?
Look, first of all, we're supposed to do this in 2019. My producer in Nashville, unfortunately, had a problem with his visa, so he could leave the country but not get back in. So
okay. We
had to put it on hold, and then COVID hit. And then I was just doing a holiday in Europe, and my sister said to me, while you're in England, why don't you do Abbey Road? So I booked the studio for 2 days. We had a full band for the first day, and then we had a string quartet, a trumpet, and backing singers on the second day, and I did vocals in between, and the experience was just amazing. These
fantastic
musicians were just so good.
The cellos on that are beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
It's magnificent. Mate, congratulations on that. Thanks for sharing
Thank you, Paul.
With it. And you've got a website, of course. People can find out more about you if they'd like to check you out.
Yeah, just www.peterstephenson.com, and I've got an email, if I can give that.
Yeah, please.
This is with an I-Z. themoment@bigpond.com.
Good on you. Congratulations, Pete. Thanks for coming in and playing
Thank
for
you,
us.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks for the opportunity.